Is there anyone here today who is scared of dogs? Nope, no one in this room. Oh, there's one person that admits that they're a little scared of dogs. I see another hand that they're a little scared of dogs. Well, our story today, there's a little boy named Donald, and he was terrified of dogs. Not sure what happened. Maybe when he was little, there was a dog that may have either just scared him really badly or bit him. But he was 11 now, and he was still really, really scared of dogs. So he was at church one Sabbath, and the pastor started talking that they needed volunteers. And I used to do this when I was a little girl. It's a totally different world. We would go door to door and ask people to donate money to missions. And so when I was in school, we used to do that. We'd go two by two. It's hard to imagine now just dropping a bunch of elementary students off in a neighborhood, going two by two, door to door. But we did this. So Donald, he thought he really wanted to do something for Jesus. And so he put his name on the list to go door to door and raise money for missions. Come on up, Luke. We got room for you up here, buddy. It's like, why be back there by myself when everybody else is up here? This is where the action is. Let me have my high five first. All right, there's my high five. Okay, so Donald signed up, and so the day came, and so there was a lady who was taking everybody and telling them, okay, you're going to do this street from this block to this block. And so Donald started to go down the street, and then he realized something. Sometimes he'd knock on a door. Oh no, there's a dog. And if he'd see a dog out on the in the yard or something, he started to just skip houses because he was so scared of dogs. And so he got to one place where he saw a really, really nice house. It was back off of the road, and he thought, because this story was a long time ago, he thought, this house is probably good for at least a 50-cent piece. And so he went and he started to walk up to the house, and then he stopped. Because there before him was something that he was sure was a cross between a tiger and a timber wolf. It was a great big tall dog. Can you think of any great big tall dog breeds? German Shepherd. They're kind of here. This is a great big tall. A Great Dane. It was a Great Dane. But in his mind, this was a cross between a tiger and a timber wolf. It had to be. And so he looked at how far it was to get back to the road, and he saw closer to the house, there was a little wicket gate with a little fence that was surrounding the actual house. And so he decided it was closer to make a run for it and get on the other side of that gate. And so that's what he did. And he went up to the door, and he rang the doorbell, and nobody came. And he knocked on the door, and nobody came. But meanwhile, here's that great, big, Great Dane walking along the fence back and forth. And he thought, oh, no, what am I going to do? And he kept knocking, and he kept ringing the bell. Finally, he heard footsteps. And there was a lady that came to the door, and Donald actually was able to get his little speech that he'd been taught to tell about how they were collecting money for missions. And she said, well, just one moment, I'll be back. And she went back, and she didn't bring just one 50-cent piece. She brought two 50-cent pieces. So how much money was that? A dollar, a whole dollar for missions. And so, but he's still looking behind him, and she said, well, son, is there something wrong? And he told her, I am so scared of dogs, and that dog I'm sure is going to eat me. And she started to laugh. And she said, oh, that's Judy. And Judy is the best pet ever. And so she walked over to the gate, and she opened the gate, and she let that dog come up. And the dog all through this had not growled at Donald or anything. And so she said, just give her a little pet on the head. And so he did, and she started to lick his hand, and he realized that this dog wasn't something to be afraid of. And then he started to think, and you know what, I have Jesus with me, so you know what, those other dogs, they're probably not as mean as I'm imagining, because sometimes we get something in our head and it makes it bigger and scarier than it is. And so he decided that he wasn't going to be scared anymore, and he was going to knock on every door on his little the street that he was picking up money to help raise money for the missions. And that's what he did, because he also started to think more about, if he's doing this for Jesus, who else was with him? Was he going by himself? No, Jesus was with him. So Donald, that is what helped him to get over his fear of dogs. And we can always know that Jesus is with us, isn't he? And he'll keep us safe. All right, you may go quietly back to your seats.